Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah! So let's get into it. Hello, loves. I missed you guys. I do apologize. I was not able to upload an episode last week. I've been so busy, guys. I've been so busy with work and just life in itself, but I really do enjoy doing these podcasts, so I'm trying to make it as consistent as I can. And even if it's not going to be a weekly thing, I'm thinking maybe I could make it bi-weekly, because I do want to start taking on doing my YouTube and doing content creating again. So recording and working and doing that might be a lot, so I'm thinking maybe I can start doing these episodes bi-weekly. Let me know what you guys think. If you like it weekly, I can still try and do that, but if you guys still prefer it bi-weekly, I think I'll do it that way. But I do like doing it weekly as well. I mean, I feel like I'm always thinking about stuff, so we'll see how it goes, you know. But yes, welcome to this episode. So this episode is called Entering Your Prestigious Era and Changing Your Environment. Is it era or era? Is it era? Entering Your Prestigious Era. But it's era. Anyway, entering it shot. So I was initially going to name this episode Entering Your Villain Era, but I don't think we're villains. When I looked up the meaning of the word villain, it means someone who causes harm to people and damages things. And no. So I think the prestigious word is more of what I'm looking for, because prestigious means to be inspiring, respect, and so when I look up the word prestigious, it means inspiring, respect, and admiration, and high status. So I really like these words: inspiring, respect, admiration, high status, high quality. And I was like, that's how I see myself. I see myself as someone who is inspiring, someone who's respected, and someone who people admire. And I was like, prestigious is a word that I like. So then I went to look into the synonyms. Oh my God, I can't speak the English. Anyways, I started to look at the other words that were similar to it, and it had esteemed, impressive, important, and celebrated. So esteemed means coming from you, and that means how you feel about yourself. So like self-esteem is like feeling good, feeling, you know, confident, and that starts with you. And then impressive, important, and celebrated. These things, these words highlight success. These words highlight someone that is successful. I remember the first time I heard the word prestige was like when a guy was trying to chat to me and he was like, oh, you think you're prestige? And I was like, prestige? Like, you know? And it's so funny because whenever people see you in a certain way, they'd say, oh, you know, you think you're bougie or you think you're prestige. High key, they're complimenting you. Like, what? These are big, big, good, good words. Yes, I am prestige. Yes, I am bougie. Like, but yeah, when something is high quality, it is treated better and it isn't easy to get. So when someone achieves it, they value it. So for example, let's take like an iPhone 14 Pro right now, and let's take a Nokia Blockia. One is more expensive than the other, and one is more like it has more things to do on it. It's more valuable than the other. Now, how you treat each phone if you are given the phone would be different because of its value. Take, let's say, Skechers and Balenciaga shoes, right? They look the same. They basically look the same. But because one is designer and one is like, you know, just like a brand that isn't as popping as the other, one is treated differently and one is worn all the time by people. But if someone was to be wearing the other one, they'd be getting dissed. So it just shows when something is of high quality, people treat it differently. So high quality does not mix with low quality things. I don't know about you, but whenever if you're going shopping, like You know where all the designer stores are usually in a place where they're in close proximity to each other in comparison to where all the other fast and clothes shops are. So things that are high quality stay within high quality spaces. So look at your surrounding. What isn't adding value, or what isn't of the quality that you have, like you hold yourself to? This could be friends. This could be someone that you're seeing. This could always be just what is around, or this could be habits. This could be anything else. What is not of the value that you hold yourself to and it's still around you? When you imagine yourself at the age you are right now, is this where you want to be? Is this where you need to be? What is stopping you? What is hindering you from not allowing you to become that prestigious person, that person that is celebrated, that person that is admired, that person that is respected, that person that respects themselves so they are given that respect back? Have you ever heard that saying of you need to give respect to get respect back? It's very true. Same way, you need to give yourself respect to get that respect back. Everything starts with you, not the outside source, you know? So like for me, I give respect to other people because I want that respect back. When I give respect and they don't respect me, that's when, yeah, I'm gonna disrespect you because you're disrespecting me. But in order for people to respect you, before you even respect them, you need to respect yourself. I remember I was on Twitter. I don't know if you guys have Twitter, but I saw this post of this girl. And she posted a picture with somebody else's man. And she's like, oh, this guy just came up to me and he asked to take a picture with me. So then she put up, she quote tweeted the tweet again. And it was of screenshots of the guy. He had a girlfriend. So it was a screenshot of the guy's girlfriend messaging her. And she was like, oh, could you please take down the picture? He's also like texting you and telling you to take it down. Like, I understand you look pretty. I understand that you look pretty. Because the girl was like, oh, no, she doesn't want to take it down. That she looks cute. She just thought she looked cute. And then the girl was like, yeah, you do look pretty in that picture, but could you, that's my boyfriend. And I just feel like what people are saying in the comments are inappropriate. So could you please take it down? And the girl quote tweeted and she's like, now she's telling me to take it down. And I'm thinking, huh? Some people don't have shame. Shame is free. Like in that instinct, like that girl put it that, I don't know. She put up that, the message with her and the guy's girlfriend. I don't know for what to embarrass the girl, but she ended up embarrassing herself because it was like, one, that guy is not even your guy in the picture. Cool, you thought you looked good. But now someone has come to you saying, that's my man, but you still want the picture up for what? For clout? Like, and you're not even respecting yourself. Like, people are also now dissing you and you're still fighting every tooth and nail as to why that's normal. So you need to respect yourself to get respect back. Some people, honestly, sometimes don't have no shame. And I think, yeah, don't care what people say, but sometimes you need to just look at yourself from the outside. Sometimes you need to just take a step out of your own body, even though you can't. But like, you need to just, if you were a different person, would you be supporting some of your own antics? Because some people are quite odd. And I'm thinking, do you not have like a, because me, before I do something, don't get me wrong, I have moments where I can be irrational. But before I do something, I process it and I think about it and I'm like, nah, never mind. Do you know what I mean? There's just some things where it's embarrassing and it's just not worth doing. But I suppose not everybody thinks like that. But you need to now mix yourself. If you are a high quality, valuable person, I think I'm high quality. And that's why when it comes to dating now, I'm not looking for any guy that's honestly not adding. You know, with the way guys be asking, what can you bring to the table? If a guy is not adding anything to my table, then he needs to go. I'm honestly not mixing with low value guys. Like, and there are people who are honestly low value. Like, there's people who are low value. But anyway, so I honestly see myself as a high quality babe. I respect myself. I love myself. I put myself first. I remember my friend told me, like, he was like, you are the most self-centered person I know. And I was like, what? And I honestly took it as a compliment because, and he was like, he admires it. And I was like, yeah, because I honestly put myself first. If something is not making me happy in any way, if it's making me uncomfortable, it needs to go or I need to address it. But yeah, you need to start treating yourself of something of quality, that's something that's respected in order to get that back. And what does that mean? It means becoming selfish. Are you a person who's kind of a people pleaser? Sometimes you do things knowing that you don't really want to do it, but then you want to make your friend happy, you want to make your man happy, you want to make whoever happy. This will slowly start to eat at you, because you're essentially giving years, you're youthful now, you know? This is a time where you should be doing what you want to do. So if you are people pleasing, you're taking away years of your life and giving it to other people than having it with yourself. This is going to affect you. And if you continue to do this, you're going to look back on your life like, whoa, like, I wish I would have done this because I was scared this what this person would say. I wish I really had the chance to do this and meet these people. You need to now look at your environment and see if people are really pushing you to be that person you want to be. Because if you really want to be successful, the people around you are going to be the people to help you to get there. And that's facts. If people in your corner are not striving to be the best version of themselves or be in where you want to be at, then you're going to have to look outside of your friendship group or look outside of that group that is not enabling you to be you. Because in this world, connections, networking, and being around people who can help you, people help people. So if your people are not being of value, why are they there? Are they just taking from you? If they're taking from you and not putting into your cup, and especially if you're putting into their cup, baby, they don't need to be there. And that's something you need to take into consideration. But anyways, yeah, stop giving away your youthful years where you should be self-centered. You need to be focused on yourself. You need to be thinking, okay, what do I need to do in the next 2 years? What do I need to do in the next 2 weeks? What do I need to do in the next day? Like, every day is a day, an opportunity to get shit right. Get shit how you want it to be. I'm creasing at myself right now because I feel like one of them motivational speakers. But it's so crazy because it's so real. I never thought I'd see myself doing something like this and motivating people. But for a lot of people who honestly are struggling and feel like they don't need to be where they need to be, I get it. I honestly get it. I was there this time last year. I was there. So I just want to be that voice for people to see that, oh yeah, if she's doing it, I can do it. So what are these steps into becoming selfish? So if you know you have a routine, stick to it. So if you know you have work at like 9 a.m, go to bed at a time that's going to help you. Honestly, turn off your phone at a certain time. Don't even text nobody back. For me, my rule is if no one is not my man or my friend like that, past 9 p.m., I'm not answering no calls to people who are not family members or gang. So you are not calling me. Then I have like, now I'm actually trying to be strict on rules because I want to start going to bed by like 11 latest. 11 might be quite late for a few people. But listen, I used to be one of those people that would sleep when I didn't have like a job with a steady Monday to Friday everyday thing. I would go to bed like some days on some crazy times. So I say, if you have a routine, stick to it. If you have a skincare routine, stick to it. If you have a routine in self-care, and self-care is so important. If self-care for you is doing your nails, doing your toes, doing your lashes, getting a wax, self-care is so important. When I tell you guys, yeah, I've been so like busy on taking care of my house, taking care of my finances, taking care of external things that I almost forgot about myself for a bit. And this is why I feel like I haven't been taking content like that, because your girl ain't be having no lashes, no nails, no installs at the moment. I'm just busy grinding that I've actually forgot that I'm such a fine babe. And the self-care has honestly went down a bit. And I was like, let me just, you know, glue on a wig, put on some lashes and just gloss, because that's it for me. An everyday thing can just be lashes and gloss and we good to go. But I put on my wig, I put on my lashes, put on my glue, and I was like, ooh, I'm so pretty. I had almost like, I think I'm pretty without them regardless, because I used to be staring at myself in the mirror like, wow. But obviously, that enhances the beauty even more. And I was just like, damn. So honestly, self-care will honestly help with your esteem. And that then, I think when you look good, you feel good. I don't even think, I know. When you look good, you feel good, and it really starts to send some good endorphins to your brain. Like, you start to compliment yourself. You even carry yourself differently. So, becoming selfish, sticking to a routine, finding something that works for you, and having some sort of routine that works for you if that's working out. Again, working out, I think, is very important. A lot of people don't actually like to work out, and I don't understand it. Maybe you guys are just born with good body, or maybe you guys just maybe are not fully happy with your body, but you don't want to do anything about it, which I don't understand. But working out is good for your body, obviously, and it's good for your health. I don't have anything about people doing, you know, plastic surgery. Do what makes you happy at the end of the day. It's your body. But I think if you're doing plastic surgery as a way of like not working on your body, that's weird, because even when you do plastic surgery to maintain the nyash or the breast, well, the nyash, because you don't need to really work on your breast in the gym, but to maintain the bum, you need to work out. So working out is very important. When you work out, you look good. You look good, especially in your natural state of not having any clothes on, which I think is the most important, because, you know, if you have an intimate partner, or if you just want to look good for yourself, you need to make sure that you look good underneath all them clothes. But yeah, spoiling yourself is actually important. If you're like me and you have stuff to constantly pay for, like whether that be rent, bills, groceries, then you need to find time sometimes to buy yourself something that is nice. It could be a snack. It could be an item like clothing, shoes, whatever. I like to swell myself with handbags, makeup, whatever makes me happy. Something that I know that, oh my God, I haven't had time to go and do this in a minute. So I'll just spoil myself. It could be anything, really, you know, whatever just makes you happy. And then you need to start looking at yourself in the mirror and speaking blessings into your life. Like, we all have times where we look in the mirror and we're like, oh, but you need to, even in those moments, look at yourself in the mirror and be like, damn, I am beautiful. I'm unique. I think it's very, very, I think I even mentioned this in every episode, but it's very important to just speak good about yourself. Because subconsciously, if you speak bad about yourself, it starts to show in things and manifest into your life. But if you're speaking positivity and you show yourself love, all you ever accept from other people is love, because of that love you give yourself. And it's like, no one to me can ever treat me like a regular or get away with treating me like a regular person, because I don't even treat myself like that. I have so much love for myself. Like, sometimes I could even cuddle myself, kiss myself on the shoulder. That's how much self-love I have for myself. And it took a lot to get to that point, but it's so important to be at that place with yourself, because then when you value yourself, honestly, it then shows how people treat you. And sometimes there's people who don't know how to value good things. You know, not everybody knows how to treat something that is valuable. And that just is a representation of themselves and not the person or the item of value. Some people just don't know a good thing, and that just is a reflection of them. They don't see themselves as valuable. So who are they to know what's valuable and what's not valuable? Everything goes for them. So I honestly think how people treat you is honestly how a representation of themselves. And sometimes the problem is not you. I feel like a lot of us do have main character syndrome, because we are the main character in our lives. But sometimes a lot of the issue is not you. The person's probably battling things with themselves, and they just have their own trauma that they're going through, that honestly starts to show when they're with you. And also, people use the word demons a lot for things that are challenging. I personally don't like to use that word, because one, scary, but I think it's trauma. And maybe if people are into things spiritually like that, yes, it can be a form of something like that, but I don't personally like to use that word, because it's just scary for me. Too scary. But yeah, people have their own trauma that they've been through. Sometimes they haven't healed and they act out, and they just don't know how to treat other people. It's not always about you sometimes. And then again, some people are just sick and weird. But yeah, don't neglect your own needs. Don't forget about yourself. Like, if you're a person who's always used to saying yes to other people when it doesn't seem fit for you, learn to say no, man. Learn to say no. Because people will rinse you. They will use you, especially when they think that you're too nice. It's good to be a good person. Don't stop being a good person, but just be a good person and have boundaries. If you need to take a break, take a break. If that isn't work, if you feel like you're being overworked, take a break. That's a form of self-care. That is a form of being selfish. If you need to walk away from a friendship that is, you know, not adding any value to your life, or it is draining you, if that is a relationship, walk away from it. Be selfish. Choose you. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard that meme. I gotta put me first, Lucius. I gotta put me first. You gotta put yourself first. And if it's a job that is not adding anything to your life, if it's a job that is causing you stress, leave that job. I'm an advocate of leaving jobs that don't, you know, add anything to you, that's causing you stress, because, like, huh? Your job is how you make your money. So I think it's very important for you to enjoy how you make a way of living. And don't get me wrong, no job is easy. Every job has its pros and its cons, but you need to find something that you're willing to wake up to and go to every day, or every other day that you are working. Because if a job is giving you grief, oh, leave it. Because the way jobs are set up, if something happens to you tomorrow, they're going to replace you like that. So don't be in a place where that's not making you happy, honestly. You have to leave that. Facts. Your mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional needs are all important for what makes you you. In order to blossom in an environment, you need to be in a place where you're able to grow. So if someone is not adding to your mental, if someone is not adding to your spiritual value, if someone is not adding to your physical, or if someone is not adding to your emotional, they gotta go. And you need to work on your mental, you know, read books, listen to podcasts, do things that will make you grow, you know, and learn, because we do not know everything. You need to be always learning. That's how you develop and that's how you evolve. And spiritual, honestly, prayer is the key. Whatever religion you are in, or whatever that may be for you. Me, I'm a Christian, so I will speak on Christianity, but just, you know, praying, honestly, that helps me, and that gives me life when I feel so drained. There's sometimes where life will honestly come at you, and when I speak with God and I just have a moment with Him, and it honestly brightens my day. Listening to gospel brightens my day. Like, just sometimes things of the world can just be scary scenes, and when I find that place with God, it honestly lifts me up and gives me, I feel like, what's that word I'm looking for? Renewed for a new day. I feel like I've been given new life to take on again. Because life is a battle, man. Every day is not easy. But, and physical. You need to work on your body. You need to work on your health. You need to do something that makes you healthy. When you look good, you feel good. And emotional. You need to be, what are the emotions you want to feel? Sure, we all want to feel happiness. Sure, we all want to feel, you know, serenity, calmness, and not being troubled. But you need to look around you and see if things are adding to that or taking away from that. And we can't always feel happiness. I feel like happiness is a feeling that comes and goes. And because we can control it, but more times, sometimes we cannot always control what makes us happy. But you need to find a healthy way to find happiness. And if that's sometimes in other people, that can hurt you. With that, I've had to learn the hard way with, you know, finding my happiness in other people instead of things with myself. And people disappoint, you know. Us as human, we're constantly changing. So people as well around us are changing, and some people will not be there forever. So even if you have maybe a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever is making you happy, that is a good form of happiness, but that shouldn't be your sole form of happiness. That is what is causing happiness at that time being. But also learn to understand that it can change, but be willing to live in the moment and take it as it is then. Because I've been disappointed in finding happiness in other people. But ever since now, I find joy in myself. Like, guys, when I first moved into my house, like, it was very difficult. I've lived, like, my last house I was living with my housemate. It was just me and her. And it was fine because more time I was always in the house by myself. But I had my kitty Cairo. I don't want to talk about him right now, but I miss him so much. But I had my kitty Cairo, so it was just nice like that. But like moving into this house, not having Cairo around, and it's just me, it was really difficult. It was really, really difficult. But now I enjoy my presence. Like, I'm doing home workouts. Now I enjoy just cooking, cleaning, And now I found my hobby of podcasting. So you need to find happiness and joy in things with yourself so that other people are just an extra. I also mentioned boundaries. You need to know your boundaries so others know how not to cross them. If someone crosses your boundaries and you have made them aware that they have crossed your boundaries and they continue to do this, they do not respect you, they do not value you, and they are doing it on purpose. I think it's very important to have boundaries because there are certain things that make us tick and there's certain things that make us not happy. And when you are able to identify these things, then you can make it aware to other people. And once you make this aware to people, then they know what not to do to make you uncomfortable or make you upset. Because again, you are the priority, and the same way they would probably tell you the same if they have boundaries. And you know, if you respect each other by respecting those boundaries, if you now have told someone that you don't like a certain thing or something makes you feel uncomfortable and they proceed to do that after you've already told them, they're clearly doing it on purpose, or they don't like you, or they don't respect you, or they don't value you. And if you're a person of value, you're not going to let this slide, because the moment you let it slide once, they will continue to do it again. So yeah, a flower can't grow in darkness. Your environment can either give you life or it can kill you. So the people around you is very important. Look at everyone who in this world that is successful. They didn't do it on their own. You know, they did it with people. What's that line that Nicki Minaj said? She said, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone, we. I was, you know, facts. She's not wrong, you know. She acknowledged herself first, and then she acknowledged the people who helped her to get to where she is, because we cannot do things on our own. The environment around us, the people around us, allow us to either be the star that we want to be, or the person that's doing the same thing around those same people, not going anywhere if that's where they are going. Because me, I don't know. But yeah, being self-centered does not mean you don't care for others. It means you prioritize love and respect yourself first. First, you. Now, I'm not a mother, so I don't know how that now goes, because I'm sure once you're a mother, everything is not really about you anymore. It isn't. It's about that baby and you. But that does not mean you still do not respect and value yourself, because yes, now you are living for yourself and that child, but it's still you, because if there's no you, there's no that child. So you need to still make sure you're good and living your best life in the best way you can to be there and be happy for that child. So that's what I think. I'm not a mother, but mothers, let me know how it is. But I really do think when I'm a mother, I would still need to make sure that I'm in check so I can be in check for my child. But like I said, being self-centered does not mean you don't care for others. You just put yourself first. You love, you respect yourself first. You know you are a person of value, and you give love when it is given to you until it isn't. So me, Listen, I've grown out of habits of being that bitchy girl. I was probably a bitchy girl when I was like a kid, when I was like 13, but that's not cute. I like to treat people how they treat me, and I like to be nice to people if they're nice to me. So I don't go on my ways to be mean to people. I just think that's weird, and people who do that now are hella weird. But yeah, your environment is everything. Your environment is key. You are a product of your environment. Sometimes if you are not growing, you need to look at the country you're in, the people around you, the community. What is representing you? Your environment represents you. Your friends represent you. Your partner represents you. And most of all, you represent you. If you are someone who is easily accessible and keeps finding yourself in situations you could have avoided, you need to start making yourself unreachable. You need to learn how to say no. You need to learn how to just not speak to those certain type of people. Some situations are avoidable. Stop putting yourself in situations that are now making you lose money, making you cry, making you just lose friends. learn how to be not that accessible. When you're not that accessible, people respect you more. When something is exclusive, it is seen as more of high value and high class, and people just respect it more. So if something is easily accessible, people don't really care for it as much. It's just there. It's just always there. So my one thing I want to say is be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be comfortable. Be like, just be. Be. You're a human being. Be being. Don't mind me, guys. I'm tired, but be yourself. I think you will find the right people who will appreciate you for you. If you are having to pretend or just live a life that's not true, you will never feel accomplished. No matter what you do, you will never feel accomplished. Even if you had those things that you said, you will always just feel like something is not right. Be yourself and you will attract the people who respect and value you for you. Because me, I love soft life. I feel like a lot of people, when they hear the word soft life, they think about, I don't even know, going out for dinner, designer, catching flights. That's not about soft life. I mean, it could be soft life for those who can constantly afford that. But for me, soft life means peace of mind, making your life easier, removing obstacles that hinder you from growing or make you uncomfortable or make you upset. I don't like anything that causes me any stress. Like, it could be anything, something so small. I just want my life to go smooth sailing, because life, again, has its obstacles. But if I can maneuver some of those obstacles on my ones, then why wouldn't I remove things that are just making me upset? I will remove it. Swiftness, no hesitation. Like, why are you wasting my time? I don't like my time wasted. No. So, yeah, I really think soft life means soft life. Peace of mind, nothing stressing you, just working towards being a better person and enjoying the good things in life. Literally, enjoying the good things, no matter how small, no matter how big, choosing peace overall. But every day on this earth is not promised, and we are blessed to be here. Take action on your dreams and start making it your reality. Start living the life you want to live. Start being the person you want to be. Like, when are you going to start? Because if you start now, the easier and the better you, quicker and better you get to your goal. But guys, I am tired. I really wanted to record this for you guys because I didn't upload last week. Like I said, I'm sorry. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. I would always love if you guys could find a way to interact with me. You guys could always pop me a DM on Her Success on Instagram. Either message Miss Princess Susie, my actual Instagram. And yeah, tell me what you guys want to hear. Tell me guys what you guys want to talk about. As you can hear, I'm tired. Tell me what you guys want me to talk about, and tell me what you guys want to hear. You already know what I'm saying. I ain't got to say no more. But it was honestly lovely speaking to you guys as always, and I'm going to love you and leave you as always. Mwah. Deuces. Thank you so much for listening to Her Success Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to share with your like-minded friends and leave a review and let me know how this podcast helped. If you want to be up to date with episodes and surrounded with women like myself, then head over to Her Success Podcast on Instagram. There isn't only one star in the sky. Have a blessed day, my loves, and until the next episode, mwah. Hello to my favorite people, and welcome to another episode of Her Success. I hope you guys have had a great and blessed week, and I hope you guys are doing great. My week has been pretty stressful with work. I mean, I literally was given days off so I could just chill and just get my mind right and get back into it. April is coming up, and I'm super excited because April is my birthday month, and I just can't wait to look good. My birthday is like so important to me. Because it's the day that I was brought to this earth. It was a day that I was given life and given opportunities to just take on, you know, life, even though life is not easy, but you know, it's a blessing to be here, and it's my favorite month, and I'm just so excited to look good and do whatever. So yeah, guys, I hope you guys had a great, 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 great week. But anyways, we're back with another episode, and today's episode is called Influencer versus Influenza. And also, I'm going to be giving tips on influencing and growing your platform if that's the route you want to take. So what does influence mean? To influence means to have an effect on, guide, and lean on. And these are positive, the positive sides of influence. But there are also negative points in influence. So when I also looked at the meaning of influence, it means have effect on, guide, and lean on. But it also had lure, coerce, and manipulate. So you can influence someone in a good way, and you can influence someone in a bad way. Either way, it's a form of influence. So nothing on social media is real. So I don't know if you guys know, but the reason why I haven't been active on social media as much is because I've been so focused on my real life, because I feel like social media can be toxic. It's so draining. And I don't know, for me, I posted on social media because I wanted to. And with that, thankfully came with the following and everything. But I just see life is so much more to social media. Social media is there, but I feel like sometimes people get so consumed in social media and how they appear online that they don't give a fuck about real life. Like, if you meet someone on social media and then you meet them on real life, sometimes they're totally different people. But I still wanted to work on my stuff that I'm doing behind social media and post on social media for just because I want to, really. And so I want you guys to know that nothing on social media is real. People show a fraction of their lives. They don't show you the full thing. People will show you the good aspects, and some people are brave enough to show the bad aspects, but majority of the time you still don't know what's really going on in people's lives. That's why I never envy anything. I don't envy anyone, because people could be showing lifestyle, people could be showing whatever. I don't believe it. Or even if they do have it, I don't know what's really going on in their lives, you know? No one's really going to show you what's really going on. All we're going to see is the good, and all that glitters is not gold. Some people sometimes show this fake lifestyle, and it's like some people believe this is the lifestyle this person is really living, and they want that. Little do you know, this person is not happy with who they are. They're not happy with how they look. They're not happy with what they have, or they don't even have the money that they're portraying on social media. So I think if you are thinking into getting into influencing, you really need to know why you want to get into influencing. You really need to know, am I doing this to get a career out of it? Am I doing this to, what are you looking to influence as well? But yeah, some people display a false life, like I said. Even relationships, I now don't even look up to them. Relationship couples that I see, it's cute, nice, but I don't really know what's going on in that relationship. He could be cheating, he could be verbally abusing you, he could be physically abusing you, for all I know. So I'm not going to fantasize over something that people are just choosing to show you. And sometimes it's funny that you see with people who are always lovey-dovey on relationships, the moment they break up, you're hearing all the tea that this person did this, he was abusing me, she was doing this. So me, whenever I see couples, it's like, ah, nice. Well, keep stepping. Also, fake friends. I feel like a lot of people these days make friends just so they can have social media pictures. I'm not even joking. A lot of these people that you see chilling together, they don't even genuinely fuck with each other. But because it looks good for social media, or because they want to be in spaces, they just pretend to fuck with each other. And for me, I've been in instances where I've been in groups where I can really see the dynamics of the group, and it makes me so uncomfortable, because I am not going to be friends with someone for social media posts or for clout. That's weird to me. And I don't like feeling uncomfortable. And I see there are certain people who are able to turn an eye to that because of image. Now, I don't know, but for me personally, that's not it. I'm not gonna fake a friendship for social media. I'm not gonna fake a friendship for views. I'm not gonna fake a friendship for pictures. It's weird. And yeah, a lot of people are like this, but just don't believe everything that you see on social media, because I think everybody should know by now, it is not real. But anyways, let's get into tips on becoming an influencer and how
you know, if that's the route you want to take, how to do it in a positive way and how to do it in a way that's going to benefit you, and still remembering that social media and your actual life are separate. Yes, it can become one, but real life is real life and social media is social media. I like to use social media as a way of maybe building the brand for what I want to create in my real life career, but I'm not going to fully focus my whole life on social media. I'm not going to fully focus my life on followers. If my followers is not matching what's in my bank account, then honestly, it really does not matter. Some people want to die for followers. Some people want to die for likes. I get it. We live in a society where people make these things matter, but in real life, it really doesn't. Those people that you see are not nothing in real life without them likes. They're not nothing. Some of them people don't even have that money in their account. If they do, good on them. But do not let social media deceive you. Do not let social media influence you in a way that is manipulating you or luring you to something that isn't good.